You're listening to Sounds Good, our midday music and community conversation program. I'm Tracy Ross, and pleased to welcome back Dr. Rusty Jones. How are you, Rusty?
Good afternoon. I'm well.
You're better if I turn up your mic. How's
now
that?
I'm even better.
Hey. Well, the Shakespeare Festival, how many years is this for
this
the Shakespeare Festival?
This is our 15th year of the Shakespeare Festival.
15th year.
15th year. Started in 2001, so we've been going strong since then.
And so what's on the menu for this year?
On the menu for this year are four performances of two Shakespeare plays. So we've got three performances of The Great Tragedy of Julius Caesar and one performance of the terrific history play Henry V. So Caesar goes up on Tuesday, March 8th at 7 p.m. in Lovett. Then there are two daytime performances on March 9th and 10th at 10 a.m. in Lovett. And Henry V is on Thursday, the 10th. At 7 p.m. in Lovett. Only one performance of that, only one chance to catch that one.
These both, of course, are historical plays that Shakespeare did. I mean, pretty much if you know, I think, about Julius Caesar, you've got a pretty good idea about the play. But what would you like to tell the listeners about this production?
I think that there might be a misconception that this is just about Roman history and it's a boring history play. And I really think it couldn't be much more contemporary, considering we're in an election year, especially when we start talking about factionalism and the way that one faction will go after another and the way that one thinks that they're always right, the other one's always wrong. It's very contemporary for that reason. And we call it The Tragedy of Julius Caesar, but really it's about Brutus, and it's about the decision as to whether it's more noble to defend your friend or to defend your country. And so Brutus, of course, killed Caesar in defense of Roman democracy, or at least that's how he saw it. But history's been less kind about Brutus killing his friend. And as an interesting side note, I've talked about this in the past. John Wilkes Booth, the assassin of President Lincoln, was in a production of Julius Caesar just a couple of months before he assassinated Lincoln, and his brother played Brutus. He played Mark Antony. But it's clear from Booth's diaries while he was on the run that he saw himself as Brutus, the defender of democracy, the murderer of a tyrant. And he really couldn't understand why other people didn't understand that this is what he was doing. And yet history has judged him, and rightly, I think, quite unkindly. And the play deals with these kind of moral and political ambiguities.
So you're basically saying, if I can quote you, that it's Shakespeare's fault that Lincoln was assassinated.
Exactly. Right? We can pin it directly on Shakespeare. And with Henry V, that play is just so fascinating. It's been popular for so many years. Again, it's not boring history. It is the tale of an English king trying to gain back the French throne for England. But inside of it, there's so much more about family and about loyalty and about growing up. Again, whether or not you should be loyal to your friends or loyal to your country. And it has so many great lines about, you know, going to war and being a band of brothers and running into the breach, dear friends, when you know it's a really silly thing to do. But warriors do that because they are so devoted to their country. So it's an amazing play.
You know, every year I fear maybe that people will lose the idea of why Shakespeare is so revered. But I think at this point, I think we're stuck with him, right? I mean, what is it about, it's such a broad question, but what is it about the way he wrote that makes him so enduring?
And people wonder why we're still talking about him. And this year is the 400th anniversary of his death. And so why are we still talking about him 400 years down the road? And it's a common place to talk about the fact that he has universal themes that continue to reach out to people after 400 years. But it's absolutely true. In this era where we're beginning to move away from things cultural and intellectual, I mean, we have leaders saying we need more welders and we need fewer literature professors, that kind of thing. Being a welder is absolutely fine. But if you can balance that with some awareness of some of these great works of Western culture that touch universal themes that mean something to everybody at all times. If we lose that, we've lost a lot. And Shakespeare is the quintessential figure in making sure that we stay in touch with a kind of common humanity. The themes of betrayal in Julius Caesar, the themes of patriotism in Henry V, these are absolutely still happening today.
What do you think Shakespeare would write if he were alive today about the current state of politics in this country?
Are you trying to get me in trouble?
No,
is that what you're trying to do?
Would it be a tragedy or a comedy?
Oh, if he was looking at our current situation, that's a tough call. I don't think we can say quite yet it's a tragedy. We haven't seen the end, the foretold end of these things. At the moment, it's a bit of a comedy, I think. So he'd definitely want to go this direction. But he's fascinated by world leaders. I mean, he's definitely fascinated by them, and particularly the ones that tend to trip themselves up. And so without naming any names, I think if you can point to one that has tripped him or herself up, I think Shakespeare would be fascinated by them.
Is there anything that you can remember that you learned through your study of Shakespeare that maybe surprised you most about the man that you didn't know before you started to read his works and really study him?
Things that I found surprising about Shakespeare. I've always been amazed that when I actually went to Stratford and went with a group of Murray State students, and I'm going again in a couple of weeks, to find out just what a regular kind of upbringing he had. His father was a leather worker. There's a big area in their house where they would drag carts through with dead animals to strip the skin off of them and turn them into leather. This is the environment that he came from, and he wanted to make more out of his life. So he traveled to London. He learned the art of playwriting, the craft of it, and succeeded and was a remarkable businessman in this way. His family was very involved in the local politics of the time, some of the uprisings, some of the political disturbances. So I'm always a little hesitant when I hear people talk about the Bard like he's some sort of divine figure. He was just a regular, hardworking guy, just really savvy and really in touch with what was happening at the moment and ways to depict it that would reach an audience and that would live on.
All right. I think I'm excited for Shakespeare next week. So one more time, what is the itinerary?
Well, besides the plays, and people can go to www.murraystate.edu/Shakespeare to look at the whole itinerary. But the plays, again, are Julius Caesar, March 8th at 7, and March 9th and 10th at 10 a.m., Henry V, March 10th at 7 p.m. Then there are side events that everybody's welcome to come to that are happening on campus. On Monday at noon at the Currie Center, we're going to have our flash mob, where we're going to kill Caesar in funny ways and then have students eat jalapeno peppers and recite Shakespeare monologues. That should be interesting. Lectures by Dr. Kathy Callahan, Dr. Andy Black, Aaron Irvin from the History Department. They're going to talk about Henry V and Caesar and film versions of Caesar, respectively. And two events that I'm particularly excited about. One, we're going out to Playhouse in the Park again on Wednesday at 5 o'clock so the community can interact with the actors and learn something about Shakespearean acting. And then one I think is particularly exciting is at 4 o'clock on Thursday, March 10th in the Currie Center, we have an event for veterans, Murray State University veterans, where they're going to talk about their experience of warfare and we're going to compare it to what Shakespeare says about it in Henry V. We have really underserved this community, the veterans community, so this is our effort not just to reach them but to let them have their two cents about did Shakespeare get it right, did he get it wrong, what he said, what has maintained itself in the life of the warrior, what has changed significantly in that time. Should be fascinating. We invite everybody to come to these events and enjoy them. They're for the community, they're for everybody. The performances aren't free. You can buy tickets at the door, Lovett Auditorium, but the other events are free.
Rusty, thanks so much for spending some time to talk to me today about the great Bard himself, William Shakespeare. You're listening to Sounds Good. It's our midday music. Your midday music and community conversation program. I am Tracy Ross.